This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
Hello, America. Students at Columbia University were asked about their thoughts on female genital mutilation. I think some of them were okay with that. But apparently that's okay now to some students in Columbia. And up in Boston, other students are going down because it's time for a revolution. Who are we becoming, and where do you stand? Will you add fuel to the revolutionary fire, or will you try to grab the fire hose? I'll play the amazing audio beginning right now.
I will make a stand. I will raise my voice. I will hold your hand. Cause we are one. I will beat my drum. I have made my choice. We will overcome. Cause we are one.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Hello, America. Welcome to the Glenn Beck Program. I want to start with something that I mentioned last hour, and I want to make sure that we get to it because, again, it is one of these things. One of these things that I just think we. We need to point out to our friends on the left that this is not reasonable. Inauguration Day is less than 3 weeks away. Melania Trump has made a point of keeping a low profile. She is probably the lowest profile first lady I've seen in a long time. I mean, Laura Bush was pretty low profile, but you know she was the typical first lady. Where you didn't read anything really about her except in, you know, Better Homes and Gardens or books or magazines like that. Here's Melania Trump that could be everywhere and is withdrawing. Doesn't want anything to do with it. Listen to this. Keeping a low profile, but she is to be her choice of Dolce & Gabbana's dress for New Year's Eve in Palm Beach at Mar-a-Lago kicked off an online firestorm. She's a longtime client of the Italian brand. She wore a black Dolce & Gabbana cocktail dress with bows on each shoulder. Stefano Gabbana thanked her via Instagram with hashtag made in Italy and called her a DG woman. It posted generated more than 13,000 likes and 1,100 comments as of Tuesday afternoon. Among other things, the designer called her a beautiful woman. In response to one Instagrammer comment, "No, whether she's beautiful or not, would you proud to dress Eva Braun?" He responded, "Who's Eva Braun?" Okay.
First of all, to compare Melania Trump to Eva Braun is asinine. Ludicrous.
On multiple
insanity.
Levels.
Insanity.
Insanity.
But.
Insanity. Donald Trump is not Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler is Adolf Hitler.
Yes.
And Eva Braun was insane. Insane. Mm-hmm. And to compare Melania Trump with this, and so I would just like to point out to all of the, because the designers now are saying they will not make clothes for Melania Trump. Well, let's talk about the bakers that wouldn't make a wedding cake. And those people had their First Amendment religious right at stake.
And completely violated.
And completely violated. And you, now because you're a big-time fashion designer, you want to play by your own rules and say, no, I got to pick and choose. I don't have to sell her address if I don't want to.
The Bakers in Oregon were forced to pay a $137,000 penalty
right.
To the couple they denied the wedding cake to.
So let me ask this. Do the designers, do you still work for Hugo Boss or have you shunned them? Does anybody on the left buy any Hugo Boss? Because only haters would buy Hugo Boss because Hugo Boss actually designed and produced the SS black uniforms for Adolf Hitler. At the time, they knew who he was. They knew what he was doing. And not only did they produce them, design them, they created them using Jewish slaves in labor camps. Do you have a problem with Hugo Boss? I'm sure you're shunning them, right? Because you're willing to call Melania Trump Eva Braun. So if you're willing to say that about somebody who has nothing in common with Eva Braun, then of course you're shunning Hugo Boss. Or how about the Rockefeller Foundation? Because you hate the Rockefeller Foundation, right? The Rockefeller Foundation. You know, they actually help found. Their money helped found the German eugenics program. Even funding the Rockefeller Foundation funded the program that Joseph Mengele was working on before he went to Auschwitz. So you're against the Rockefeller Foundation, right? I mean, they funded Joseph Mengele. So you, of course, don't have anything to do with them, right? Or Bayer. You don't take a Bayer aspirin, do you? Because Bayer aspirin, the sister company, was IG Farben. And IG Farben, of course, was the one that made Zyklon B, the gas chamber gas. So you'd never take a Bayer aspirin because that's not like, oh my gosh, that's like Bayer aspirin that helped develop Zyklon B. That is Bayer aspirin. It's not like the people that designed Zyklon B. It is the people that designed Zyklon B. Hugo Boss is not like the people who made the SS uniforms with Jewish slave labor. They are the company that made the SS uniforms with Jewish slave labor. So I'm sure you care about that now, right? I'm sorry, but just a few weeks ago, a couple of weeks ago, we got off the plane from Haiti. And Pat and I went to Haiti and witnessed things that I knew, but I didn't know. I know that there are more slaves on planet Earth today than ever, but they are so far distant from me that I can't relate to it until I stand there and look at the fruit in Haiti and I look at the avocados from the Dominican Republic or the bananas from the Dominican Republic that we all eat, that sit on my counter, and then see the children that had been caught in the slave trade because of all of the death of so many parents during the last hurricane. And was it an earthquake or hurricane? I can't remember now.
Earthquake.
Earthquake. So many children, 300,000 homeless that were swept up into the slave trade. But does anybody really care about that now? No, there's a lot of churches that go over. There's a lot of churches that are doing a lot of goodwill. And there's some churches that think they're doing a lot of good things, and they're not. For instance, I don't know if you caught this, Pat, but we drove by what they would call a store. I would call it a slum house. We were on a really busy street in Haiti, and we went by this store, and there sitting on the shelves of the store were bags of rice with the American flag on it. That rice was supposed to be given, not sold. Given, not sold. They're selling it in stores. Corruption is rampant. And that rice, because we gave so much rice, the rice farmers can no longer make any rice because they got plenty of rice coming from the United States. So they can no longer grow food for themselves. We think we're helping. Indeed, we may actually be hurting them. And on top of it, when you see orphanage after orphanage after orphanage, where the country is being trapped in corruption and slavery, and you come up to these children who are 3 years old. I have a boy. Pat, you have two sons.
Three.
Jeffy, you have...
I've got two sons.
You've got
daughter.
Two sons. I only am pointing out sons because sons are usually over everything. Are they not? They're crawling, they're moving, they're constantly.
Oh, mm-hmm.
You held a baby girl for a long time. Robert and I held boys. I held that boy in my arms for probably 45 minutes. He held me and wrapped his arms around my neck, and every time I would try to put him down, he would hold tighter. What three-year-old boy is doing that? He would push his face, and I think the girl did it to you, and the boy did it to Robert. They would push their face against our faces for skin-to-skin contact. They just wanted human affection. Where is Hollywood on slavery? Where is Black Lives Matter? If Black Lives Matter, you want to know where hell is? It's called Haiti. You want to fix the problem? There's ways to fix the problem. We met with a guy in Haiti, probably one of the braver men I've ever met. Would you agree with that, Pat?
Mm-hmm.
This guy was in charge of the sex crimes and slavery division in Haiti. You know you have a problem when you have a slavery division of your government task force. He came in and met with us, and he actually had to walk in through a side door because he couldn't be seen with a couple of other people from Haiti, I guess. I don't know how that all worked. But he came in and he spoke, and he said, I just put the main, if you will, Secret Service agent, the guy who is in charge of the president of Haiti, of his security, I just put him in prison for molestation of his daughter, right? It was some sexual molestation charge.
Mm-hmm.
The president of Haiti pardoned him. This guy went back and said, sorry, no can do, and put him back in prison. I looked at him and said, you are completely alone. And even the president doesn't want this to stop. He knew he was facing a death penalty. Any doubt in your mind?
No.
He knew. I have a good shot of dying for this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worth it. Can we maybe stop talking about I will design a dress or I won't design a dress for Melania? Personally, I don't think if you don't want to design a dress for Melania, I don't think she's going to give a rat's ass. I don't think she's going to care. Not going to care. And it will say more about you than her. But if you really want to have some standards, maybe you should talk to Hugo Boss. Maybe you should stop taking Bayer aspirin. Maybe you should never use an IBM product. You know, they made the filing system for the death camps. IBM helped sort the Jews out so they could find them more efficiently. Maybe you should do that. Or you could just claim that Melania is Eva Braun, and say you're never going to make a dress. But please, then, don't talk to me about the baker who says, because of my religion, I can't be a part of your ceremony. If you're only talking to me about not making your precious dress for a person you disagree with their political stance, not their religious stance. Media, if somebody doesn't wake up soon, your window is closing. If somebody in media doesn't start reaching out, like quite honestly, a few people have. If you don't start to see some changes from the media, you're going to lose your opportunity. But maybe they'll get more ratings that way. I was told by somebody, I did an interview yesterday with, I think it was Variety. And they said, how do you sell a show that's not wrapped around fear or calling people names? Because that's what everybody does now. And I said, yeah, I know. And I think everybody's sick of it. He said, well, it doesn't usually prove out to be true. And I said, well, then I'll be broke, but I'll at least have my soul. But I think there's a strong hunger for people coming together.
The Glenn Beck Program.
So,
888-727-BECK.
Ava Braun, the longtime girlfriend and said-to-be wife in the last few minutes of Adolf Hitler's life, Ava Braun, Melania Trump was compared to Ava Braun by people who are fighting for fashion because they said she's a beautiful woman and they're glad she's wearing her dress.
Dolce and Gabbana said it.
Yeah, Dolce and Gabbana said it, and they're getting hammered for it. And I pointed out, you know, the history of Hugo Boss and the Rockefeller Foundation and all they did.
But IBM.
Just a couple of things, There also was BMW, and I'm sure that nobody on the left drives a BMW because BMW used 30,000 slave laborers, POW and Jewish camp laborers to build BMWs.
That's why you never see any BMWs on the road.
And and you know, Ford and GM, they controlled 70% of the automobile factories that became munitions factories, Ford and GM. That's why Hitler loved Henry Ford. But I'm sure that nobody in Hollywood, I mean, I know that your dress is very important, and to say that she should not be wearing one of your dresses because she's like Ava Braun, I'm sure those things that are like a Nazi or a Nazi sympathizer are disturbing, but certainly it's much more disturbing for those that are not like them, but actually those people who sympathized and supported, right? Because, I mean, right? We need reparations.
Mm-hmm.
White people have got to pay for what happened in 1860, and I know you believe that. I know that what happened with slavery 150 to 200 and 400 years ago, that is white guilt, but I'm sure seeing that this one happened in either your lifetime or the lifetime of your parents, and it affected the entire world, and it was so horrific, I'm sure that you're, because I know how you feel about Ava Braun, who really had nothing to do with the war. She was just the love interest of Adolf Hitler. So I know how passionately you feel about her. You must be passionate about Hugo Boss.
Because they're so consistent. You know that they're just as passionate about that. You know they are. You know they are.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Of course.
Or not. Or not. No, I'm not sure which one it is right now. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.